Losing in the regular season, losing in the preseason, how different these games are. And Sebastian, you can just turn his mic on, Kevin. We'll talk to him right now as he joins us here in studio. Draw was just saying that doesn't matter, preseason, regular season, your coach is going to take the opportunity to make it a learning experience. Do you feel that the same way on that offensive line, that whether it's exhibition or it actually counts in the standings, you're going to get ripped a new one pretty good if you do something that coaches don't like?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter if it's practice, preseason, regular season, playoffs. It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, you're supposed to do your job. If you don't do it, it's not a good thing. So you better improve, learn from it, watch the film, and move on and do better.
Now, we've heard stories about how Bill Belichick handles it. What's Dante Scarnecchia like? You have a game like that, and there's a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. Does he get after you guys pretty hard as well?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's our leader up front, you know, teaching us hard and making sure we do it right. And obviously, if you have breakdowns, something didn't go right. Obviously, you didn't do your job, you didn't do a good technique, whatever it was, and, you know, you get to fixing it. You make sure you understand and you know, you do fix it.
Well, and you look at that right side. You know, obviously, it was a kind of rough night against some of their defensive players. When you look back at the tape, was it physical, Sebastian? Was it mental? Well, when you talk about some of the pressures and where they came from, you know, when you guys watch the tape, what was it, more physical, more mental, some of the mistakes you made?
I don't know. I think it's always a combination of both. Obviously, if you don't do a good job, something didn't go right. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's always a combination.
Do you take that game, because you look at the first two games and things were pretty perfect, right, against Philadelphia and Tampa. And then you have that game there and you go out and you see the final score, but then you see a lot of the pressures on Tom Brady. Is that something that you never want it to happen, but is it needed to kind of open up your eyes to get you back at it and get you locked in?
Yeah, like you were saying, you never want that to happen. I mean, you're striving for the perfect game. You're never going to get Tom hit and all that. But, you know, you can go two ways from this. You know, you either can go in a tank and you know, just think you're not a good player or whatever it is. You didn't have a good night, or, you know, you learn from it. You watch the film, whatever. You know, the other teams see that too. You better, you know, get to work and yeah, just become better. And whatever the mistake was, a physical or mental, it doesn't really matter. You just fix it.
Yeah, every time you guys play Detroit, I always look forward to, I know they don't match up against one another, but Sue and Mankins, you know, Logan's always going to get involved. And I think Sue came and pushed Edelman at one point. Mankins came and pushed him back and forth. You're a little bit closer, Dominic and Sue. Kind of a force is he? Tough guy to go up against.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a really good player in this league, and he has been for a little bit. And you know, he's a physical player. Definitely have to deal with that. No doubt.
You've had a couple different right guards play next to you this year. You know, Will Svitek has played. Dan Connolly got in some of the game the other night. The communication part of it and being able to talk to, it's a different guy on different plays. How do you work on that during the week, and how important is that when you get into a game, be able to communicate with it, that player, if it's a different guy in certain situations?
I mean, it's very important. Obviously, you practice that through training camp. I mean, Dan, you know, last year and the year before, and you know, you have a certain terminology you use, so when a guy goes out and the other guy comes in, you definitely have to practice that. So it's not only the mental part, but like you were saying, it's a communication, you know, telling each other what's going on, what you see, what he sees, and make sure you work well together.
You know, I didn't ask you this last week, but you were one of the most sought-off free agents, right? And the free agent trackers, everything else, your name was always there in the top 10. Was there a point where you felt like you weren't going to come back here, or was that always the option, was to come back here, number one option?
You know, I mean, it always involves two sides, obviously. But, yeah, I think I expressed my feelings coming, wanting to come back here. And lucky, you know, Mr. Kraft gave me the opportunity to do that. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy, and that was definitely my plan.
Sebastian Vollmer joining us here in studio. It seemed like for a long time, you know, left tackle was so important because the best defensive player, the best pass rusher, Sebastian, was even on the left side. Do you feel like the last couple of years, you know, it started to switch up a little bit where that the number one guy is not just playing always against the left tackle, like they'll move an end around where sometimes he's down there on the left side, sometimes he's matched up against you. Has that changed since you've started in the NFL? Have you noticed a change in that result?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously the game evolves, and you just look at any team. Most of them have a good D-line, and especially defensive end, as pass rush defensive ends. I mean, just look at our division, you know, you have Cameron Wake out there, you have Mario Williams, and, you know, they all move around. Cameron probably more on the right, but Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think it's only on the left anymore.
And with that level of play, you mentioned Mari Williams, Cameron Wake, is there an acknowledgement almost in every play, kind of like where that guy is and make sure that you talked about communication, knowing if there is a swap and where that guy's lined up, making sure everyone knows and adjustments to be made pre-snap when those decisions are made defensively?
I don't know. I mean, there's really nothing he can do about it besides block the guy.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, he's there, and, you know, you got to – whoever's matched up against, he definitely has to know who it is, and, you know, you got to know their strengths and weaknesses and, you know, to prepare for it all week and definitely try to, yeah, block him as best you can, I guess.
You know, I'm just curious because when you came in here, people always saying, oh, he's a big fella, you know, he's so raw. I'm just wondering, where are you at now as far as when you look back, what has been your biggest improvement? How have you gotten better?
Ooh, I'm thinking a lot of things. And I'm still getting better, you know, every day in practice. But I don't think that's one thing, you know. I mean, like I was saying earlier, Dante is such a intense guy and teaching you the right techniques that really every area of your play has to improve. You know, I mean, you just got to get better every week.
I mean, it's obviously not size, right, or strength. Was it just footwork? Was it recognizing defenses? Was it reading defense, how they're going to attack you?
That's part of it. I think every rookie goes through that just because of, you know, it's so much faster and more developed in the league than it is in the league, especially me coming from a smaller school. But, you know, it's just the really technique. I mean, all of a sudden you're faced with a you know, excellent guy every week in and out. It's not like, at least in my college, you play a good guy twice a year, you know.
And just manhandle them all the other ones.
Well,
yeah, pretty much. You can say it. We will.
But, yeah, in the league, like we're saying, every week is just another, you know, Pro Bowl type of guy, and you just got to get out there and do your best.
You have a chance to block for a couple quarterbacks on this roster, Brady. And curious your thoughts on Ryan Mallett. It's a guy that's, you know, the backup to Tom Brady, has been here for a couple of years. What have you seen from him development-wise from when Ryan first got here to the guy that, you know, will probably play a lot in this final preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of like every rookie. You come in, you're quiet, you learn, and obviously he has a great opportunity to learn from Tom, you know, one of the best, and just taking it in and just see, you know, the demand in the huddle, you know, the leader on the field and trying to call the right plays. And, you know, obviously he has a good arm, he always has. And, you know, just really growing into the role, into the player he wants to be.
Does he have a better arm than Tom in terms of arm strength?
I don't know. I probably shouldn't say either way.
That sounds like a yes, Lou. I mean, I didn't answer it, but it was kind of like, I don't want to say it because Brady's going to hear about it.
Well, he's going to piss somebody
it was
off, right?
Like a yes.
Someone's going to get
upset.
That's
a yes.
I don't want to go there. How about the running game? You know, you guys have been successful. I know Logan's always talked about how much you guys love that. You always talk about how much you love blocking for that running game. And it's all about winning and losing, but when you go out 29 carries, 68 yards, how personal do you take that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You can't just say you have a good game, you run the ball well, you take pride in it, and you say, yeah, everything is great. Obviously, if you don't do it well, you got to take the blame for that. So, yeah, I mean, you better hope it's coming together and you do better. Obviously, we didn't do some things right and, you know, try to improve on for the Giants and move on from there.
The final preseason game, a lot of times starters won't play. Are you preparing as you would play in this final preseason game, or is there an expectation you might get the week off?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it doesn't matter where you are in training camp or in the preseason. You're always prepared to play and, you know, whatever coach tells us to do. But we definitely prepare like we are playing 60 minutes.
The man who kind of sort of said Ryan Mallett's got a stronger arm. Yeah, maybe. Sebastian Vollmer joins us here. Sebastian, appreciate the time today.
Thanks, guys.
Sebastian Vollmer, part of our Patriots Monday.